The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Revelation chapter 21. That's right, we're getting down to the last chapter of the book, the last two chapters. 21, 22 is the last one. So we're going to be in 21 today in the very first part of it. And if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and open the Scripture today as we consider His Word. Have you been to our website at considerhisword.org? As we continue in this series in Revelation, we're almost done. We're getting down to the end of the book. This has just been kind of a flyover look, not trying to get down into the nitty-gritty of too many details. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at the website at considerhisword.org. They go back a couple of months, I guess, that you can hear all of the broadcasts there at the website. While you're there, love for you to click on the link that says Contact Us, and if you'll send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, easily fits into a purse or a Bible case, where you can write down prayer requests. You know, have somebody ever said to you, pray for me or pray for someone? And you can pull out your little book and write it down and remember. You know, I hate to admit it, but the truth is that sometimes people have asked me to pray for them or to pray for someone, and I didn't write it down, and I forgot. Later, they'll tell me about how God answered the prayer. Well, it wasn't my prayer. But now you can write them down in this little notebook, this little prayer journal. So all you got to do is to receive one. And listen, the prayer journal, that's it. You will not hear from us again. We're not going to beg you for money. You write to us, we'll send you the prayer journal. And that's it. You can pray for us as God leads you. You can give. So you can write to us through the website. Again, that link that says Contact Us, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. So in Revelation 21, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. We'll read down through about verse 5 or so. The Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." You know, as we go through this series, we began with the rapture. We looked at the tribulation, the second coming, the millennial reign of Christ. And now John brings us into the heaven itself, the New Jerusalem. And you'll see that there is many places where there'll be no more. For example, there'll be no more earth as we know it. God created the heaven and the earth. Go back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And now he destroys it. God made it. He can take it out. And God will destroy it. There'll be no more earth. You know, no one's going to care about climate change. There won't be any earth left. It's not anything we'll have to worry about. Now, I believe, and this is just my own theory. You can disagree with me if you want. But I believe that when the earth is destroyed, that it's going to happen in a nuclear blast. Let me show you what I mean. You go back to 2 Peter 3:10. The Bible says there, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. How do elements melt? Well, scientists tell us there's a little over 100 elements. The number kind of moves around a little bit sometimes. It's the very basic substance of everything that physically exists. And you see, all of those elements are determined by their makeup, particularly by their nuclear makeup. If we could have a powerful, powerful microscope, we could look at some object, whatever it is, a piece of paper, a rock, whatever, and we look and we look and we look, well, at some point get down to the atoms. And in that atom, there is a nucleus, and every element is different. Here's the thing. Those neutrons in the center of an atom, they tell us, all have a negative charge or positive charge. And around the atom is another part that has a positive charge. The question is, how do those neutrons stay together? We know that things that have the same charge will split apart. But you see, I believe those neutrons are held together by God's hand. Our whole world, including you, are held together by God's hand. And when God lets go of those neutrons, there's going to be a nuclear explosion that destroys all of heaven and all of earth, and it will not be here anymore. Colossians 1:17 says that God is before all things, and in him all things consist. And the word consists there literally means holds together. When God lets it go, earth is gone. Heaven will be gone too. You say, wait a minute, I'm going to heaven. Well, you see, we're moving into the New Jerusalem. It's sometimes called heaven too. But here, I believe it's more of the physical. The universe as we know it will be destroyed. He said, I saw a new heaven and new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. They'll be gone. No more earth, no more heaven, no more sky. You know, the heavens were created on the first day of creation as well. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. I need to slow down. I get excited about this. Some say this to mean the sky as we know it, and that heaven is really a temporary place, and one day we'll actually be in the New Jerusalem. He speaks of that, yeah, right here in this verse, that those things will be gone. And then verse 2 says, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And it's the New Jerusalem. We will no longer be separated from God. Verse 3 says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. We will dwell physically, spiritually, in every way with God. The word tabernacle here actually means dwelling place. And we will be God with God. We will not be separated by sin any longer. We'll be in God's presence to dwell with him for eternity. You know, this is what God wanted from the beginning. And when you read the Old Testament, you'll come across a phrase where God says, I will be your God and you shall be my people. Well, when we get to heaven, When we get to this place in Revelation 21, as the New Jerusalem is making its appearance, that has come true. He is our God, and we are His people, and we will dwell together. So be no more separation. He says specifically also, there'll be no more tears. Now, apparently there will be tears for a while, because in verse 4 it says, God shall wipe away all tears. We can't say there'll be no tears, because apparently there'll be tears for God to wipe away. Now, I'm not sure why that is. Maybe they're tears of joy. Maybe they're tears of understanding the reality of what is taking place in front of us. Maybe there'll be tears of regret. Maybe there'll just be tears of rejoicing. Whatever the case, the Bible says God will take them away. And then He says there'll be no more crying. All that will be gone, that emotional. You know, when you lose someone close to you, you grieve. And that grief comes because of the loss. Well, in heaven, there'll be no more loss. He goes on and says, there'll be no more death. No more death. No funerals in heaven. No more farewell handshakes. No more standing by the side of a grave to say goodbye to a loved one. Death is one of the hardest things that we experience. When you lose a sibling, you know, we lost our son a few years ago. And oh, how we grieved. How we mourned. Occasionally still, talking about him and thinking about him will bring a tear to our eye. And I remember standing by his graveside as we sang some songs, and, you know, we actually filled in the hole ourselves. We shoveled the dirt right in onto his casket and filled it in. Boy, that was a hard day. It was tough, and I know it's tough, but in heaven, and no more death. And along with that, no more sorrow. You know, when that death brings grief and sorrow, there'll be no more sorrow. Whatever it is, it will be gone. Whether it's sorrow from death or sorrow from disappointments, sorrow from separation. Proverbs 14:13 says, even in laughter the heart may sorrow. Separated from kids and grandkids, they know, Lord, they're going to be with you. And He says there'll be no more sorrow. Nothing there that will break your heart. Nothing that will bring grief to your soul. There'll be no more pain. Are you suffering from pain? It'll be gone. I know some of you would like this to happen right now. But the Bible says there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more devil. We read that back in chapter 20. The Bible says that he will be cast into the lake of fire. But you know, there will be no more time. Your time is up. I've heard people say, well, I'll trust Christ someday. Someday may never come. You have no guarantee of tomorrow. And so if you're putting it off, don't put it off any longer. Repent of your sin. Call upon the Savior to come into your life. Give Him your heart and soul. Make Him your Lord and Savior and follow Him. Obey Him. Get into His Word and live for Him. And you realize all of these are yours if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.